Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled, Thanks to My Neighbor Who Helped Me to Improve in Cultivation.
Minghui Fahui, Thanks to My Neighbor Who Helped Me Improve in Cultivation, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Hebei Province, China. I am a fruit farmer. In the spring of 2012, my neighbor wanted to build a new house very close to the edge of my orchard. I said to them, "How can you build your house there?" My neighbor's family is very cunning. During the construction, they needed to pour the cement in my field to lay the foundations. I thought it over and realized that I had an attachment to my own interests. Otherwise, how could I think this was not a good idea? I had to let go of it. So I said to them, "Go ahead, you can build it." They were very happy to hear this, but my orchard was covered in cement dust. When they were putting in the foundation, the cement dust ended up on the tree leaves, so the fruit did not grow well. I then thought, I am a cultivator of DAFA and should not seek anything in this world. What I need to do is validate the Fa. What am I actually losing? I then left this attachment behind. When my neighbor's house was completed, they wanted to decorate it. They needed to put up scaffolding around my trees in the orchard. I said the same thing again. Go ahead, but I need to tell you that I would not have let you do it if I didn't practice Falun Dafa. You have got an advantage from Dafa, so you should thank Dafa. He said, Yes, people who learn Dafa are all good people. When they completed their work, the leaves and fruit on my trees were covered with cement. What should I do about it? I tried to rinse it off with water, but it didn't work. I was very upset to see my fruit and trees like that. How could I sell them? Then I changed my mind and thought, I am a cultivator. Even though things have ended up like this, it would be better to set it aside and let things happen naturally. As long as you treat yourself as a practitioner, you can handle it properly. I started to read Master's Fa more, look within, and let go of my unbalanced heart. My Xinqing level improved very fast. I also tried to use this opportunity to clarify the truth to people who worked for them. The people who worked there didn't work there for long before another group of people replaced them. I think this was Master's arrangement for them to come and be saved. It was also a chance for me to improve myself. I would feel I had disappointed Master if I did not meet the requirements of the Fa. I basically did what a cultivator should do, even though I turned those problems over and over in my mind. But I did use my actions to validate that Falun Dafa is good. My mind became calm, and so did my attitude. I usually clarified the truth to the workers on their lunch break. I asked for Master's help and had a wish before I went. I want to save all of them. I left home after sending forth righteous thoughts at noon. When I got there, I greeted them very politely. They said, "You are a person with truthfulness. You think about others first. Where can we find more people like you?" I replied, "I am learning Falun Dafa. It is my teacher who taught me to be like this. Being a good person is a must if you want to learn Dafa." And then I turned the topic to the subject I wanted to target. I first clarified the truth to them and asked them to quit the Chinese Communist Party. The majority of them agreed to quit. They only had a one-hour lunch break. When it was time to go back to work, they all grabbed the DVDs and other Dafa materials I had brought with me. I said, "Read and watch them carefully when you get home. Afterwards, you'll understand it. I will come and help you quit the CCP, as some of you have not quit." They replied, "Good, thank you." I continued, "It would be better if you thank Dafa. It is my master who asked me to do it." I could see that they were very happy from deep within their hearts, the happiness of being saved. I was also very happy to return home. The fruit in my field ripened day by day, and it was time to sell it in the market. I was going to sell the fruit the following day, but the weather suddenly changed and there was a heavy rain that night. I was petrified when I went to the orchard the next day. My neighbor's wall, which was 2 meters high, had fallen down onto my fruit trees. The fruit that was worth a few thousand won had become worthless. It was all buried under the wall. I wanted to cry when I saw that. Why is life so hard for Dafa disciples? How could I pass this test? This was a big loss for me. There would be no more fruit for several years. Even though my neighbor compensated me with a little bit of money, it was far from enough. My heart ached. The only way I could pass this test was to do what Master asked us to do, read the Fa more and look inward. Master said, quote, "Whether you can practice cultivation all depends upon whether you can endure, sacrifice, and suffer. If you can commit your mind, no difficulties can stop you. I would say that there is not a problem." End quote. I would validate the Fa with my own actions. I still felt a little bad. I strengthened my Fa study and sent righteous thoughts to eliminate the bad notions. Master said, quote, "But normally, when a problem arises, if it does not irritate a person psychologically, it does not count or is useless and cannot make him or her improve." End quote. And, quote, "If the person did not create this situation for you, how could you upgrade your Xinqing?" End quote. I read Master's Fa again and again. Then I calmed down and my Xinqing improved as well. The tests came one after another. My neighbor then wanted to build a wall around their house, but they needed to build a shelter slope in my field. I am a Dafa disciple and try to be a good person all the time. I should think about others first. What should I do now faced with this test? If I stopped them, how would they look at Dafa disciples? If I allowed them to do it, I would lose a lot. My heart was crushed and I had tears in my eyes. I had no idea what to do, but I knew what I could do was read the Fa more. Quote, "The Fa can break all attachments. The Fa can destroy all evil. The Fa can shatter all lies, and the Fa can strengthen righteous thoughts." End quote. Master also said, quote, "You will be made to abandon all those attachments that cannot be given up among everyday people. As long as you have them, all of those attachments must be removed in different environments. You are to temper your Xinqing amidst the material benefits of everyday people. What is truly upgraded is your Xinqing. If you can give up the attachment, you are able to abandon everything. When you are asked to give up material benefits, you will certainly be able to do it. If you cannot let the attachment go, you will not be able to discard anything. Therefore, the real purpose of cultivation is to cultivate your heart." End quote. And, quote, "Whether one succeeds in cultivation all depends on cultivating the heart. The same is true for everyone, and one cannot fall short even a bit." End quote. When I looked inward, I found the attachment of jealousy and an unbalanced heart, which was deeply hidden. I always thought that I did not have the attachment of jealousy. I would be very happy if someone else was happy. Sometimes I wondered, when you build your wall, why do you build your shelter slope in my field? Did these attachments of jealousy and an unbalanced heart play a role? When I found those attachments, I disintegrated them and purged them. I became a lot more calm after that. I then started sending forth righteous thoughts. Eliminate all the corrupt materials and all the evil elements that block my improvement in my dimension thoroughly. My righteous thoughts became stronger and stronger. My dimension became brighter and brighter. My heart was more stable. I was going to talk to my neighbor about building the shelter slope in my field with compassion. But to my surprise, they didn't want to build the shelter slope anymore. They said they just needed to fill in the wall joints. Now everything is solved. Master said, quote, "Though you could ride a bike all over the city, you might not run into some good deeds to perform. Though you could go about things this way every day, you might not encounter such opportunities." End quote. I have experienced many tribulations this year, and my Xinqing has improved bit by bit. I thank my neighbor for providing many opportunities for me to improve. I am also aware that, in order to help Dafa disciples to upgrade their Xinqing level, Master uses all kinds of environments and situations to help us improve. We can't express with words how many tribulations Master has suffered in order to save us. The tribulations we go through are nothing in comparison to what Master has endured. What we need to do is do the three things well. I hope fellow practitioners will kindly point out anything improper.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.